Earlier today, elected officials gathered in Montpelier to announce some good news on the financial front. The state will get a $28 million lump sum payment as part of a settlement with tobacco companies. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, now they have to decide how to spend it.
Vermont already gets between $22 and $29 million a year as part of a decades-old settlement with five major tobacco companies. The settlement announced on Thursday is a one-time lump sum check on top of those annual payments. And by the time statewide elected officials announced the windfall, they'd already decided how to spend a good chunk of it. Here's Attorney General T.J. Donovan, whose office negotiated the deal.
Half of that $28 million, approximately $14 million, will go to address the issue of addiction in our state.
Donovan says when the state inked the initial master settlement back in 1998, tobacco products posed the single greatest threat to public health in Vermont. Today, he says opiates have taken over that distinction. And Governor Phil Scott says the $14 million infusion into Vermont's substance abuse programs will save lives and repair families.
In the coming days and weeks, we will be working to identify the most impactful ways to invest these dollars across all four legs of the stool.
According to Scott, those four legs are prevention, treatment, recovery, and enforcement. But lawmakers and the governor have yet to decide precisely which substance abuse programs to invest in. Also unclear at this point is what happens to the remainder of the windfall. Here's Phil Scott again.
That's to be determined. Obviously, we have some thoughts. This is news to us this week, the settlement that came forward.
State Treasurer Beth Pierce was on hand for the announcement on Thursday, and she couldn't resist offering her own suggestion.
I will put in a little bit of a push that the pension monies could use a little dollars there.
It won't take long for other constituencies to begin making their own pleas for a share of the newfound dollars. The Vermont House will have to make some decisions about how that money should be spent sooner than later. That's because the House Appropriations Committee is putting the final touches on its budget this week. Here's House Speaker Mitzi Johnson.
So right now we're trying to pick our heads up from the details of the budget and look at some of the broader opportunities of the best way to invest this for Vermont's future.
And finding consensus on that question will add yet another layer of complexity to budget negotiations between the Republican governor and the democratically controlled House and Senate. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.